Pope Francis today announced that two of his predecessors, John XXIII and John Paul II, will be canonized next April. The news about John Paul is, of course, huge news in his native Poland, a devoutly Catholic nation where memories of the late pontiff are still used to rally the faithful. But Poland is also a changing nation, as we hear in this report from Kavita Pillay.
In 2010, the largest Jesus statue in the world was erected in this windswept cabbage field opposite a supermarket in western Poland. The 108-foot-high Christ the King statue is a clear testament to Polish piety, and it symbolically guards this oft-conquered country from its latest intruder, secularism. It might seem that setting up a bulwark against secularism is a bit premature. Surveys of religious attitudes in Poland show that just a small percentage of Poles have been moving away from the church since Pope John Paul II's death in 2005. But the survey suggests that the numbers are growing.
Maybe I'm not that much conservative as my parents are.
Ula Sawicka and her boyfriend Piotrek are both 24 years old, born just as Poland was emerging from 4 decades of communist rule. In between Ula's shifts as a hostess at a trendy bar in Warsaw's Old Town, the two eagerly discussed their views on religion and politics in Poland.
So there's like, for example, abortion or in vitro, something which is a really hot topic in Poland. So for me, it's like the people choice. And maybe it's not right with the Catholic thinking, yeah? But I'm a more modern Catholic person.
I don't think that you would find an older person in Poland who's not going to church. But I think that younger generation is rather like me. I'm not going to church. I don't believe in God. I consider myself an atheist.
The young generation especially would like to be free of religion.
Janusz Palikot heads up the party that bears his name. 2 years ago, the Palikot Party became the country's only explicitly secular political faction. Its platform includes such controversial measures as legalizing abortion and marijuana, ending religious education in public schools, and cutting off state funding for the Catholic Church. Currently, the Palikot Party boasts the world's only transgender parliamentarian.
I think in the next 10 years, the situation in Poland will be absolutely as in Spain or Italy. There was also very Catholic countries 20, 25 years ago, and the same will be in Poland, I'm hope. And the future is with me.
But some of Palikot's critics warn that killing Catholicism may lead to unintended and unpleasant consequences.
Europa się bardzo dynamicznie zmienia i że zmiany demograficzne prowadzą do tego, że
Tomasz Terlikowski is the editor of a right-wing quarterly magazine called Fronda, meaning slingshot. Like many conservative Poles, Terlikowski sees Catholicism as the essence of Poland. And he'd like to see religion bolstered in society.
Demograficznych chrześcijaństwo musi pozostać istotnym elementem tożsamości Europy.
Terlikowski says, "We are convinced that if Europe is to remain Europe, then Christianity has to be a very important cultural element in its cultural life. And those currently promoting secularism in Poland will soon face what he calls a much less conciliatory and much more confrontational force, Islam."
I'm more afraid of Mr. Terlikowski than about Muslims.
Jacek Dobrowolski is a philosophy professor at Warsaw University.
I would much more prefer Muslims to come here and to admix something to our culture. And actually, we need new people coming here because our society is aging, so we need immigrants. Let them be Muslims as well. Why not?
Dobrowolski says that many Poles still view Catholicism as a form of patriotism, with the cross and statues of Jesus often standing in for the Polish flag. In lieu of continually looking to the church for national symbols, Dobrowolski hopes that a new generation of Poles will embrace more secular ones, like the flag of the European Union. But ironically, those 12 stars on the EU flag? Turns out that the man who came up with the design was inspired by artwork featuring the Virgin Mary with a halo of 12 golden stars. For The World, I'm Kavita Pillay.
We have more on Poland's debate over secularism, including a video featuring the head of the country's first secular political party. That's at PRI.org.